The fireworks are back, and we couldn't be more excited. Whether you're watching them from Belle Isle, Hart Plaza, a variety of parks along the Detroit River, have your own special secret place, you'll be able to see them, and it's going to be absolutely a beautiful night, beautiful day, then beautiful night for the fireworks. All of the heavy lifting, hard work has been done, and now we wait for it all to happen and look forward to it. Thanks to the Wizard of Oz, Tony Michaels, president and CEO of the parade company. You know, the Wizard of Oz and Oz. Tony, we all ready to go?
We are set to go, Paul. The Ford fireworks back in Detroit on the Detroit River in a gorgeous, gorgeous day. It should be a fantastic day in downtown Detroit.
We wouldn't have the fireworks without Ford and all their great support. And Mary Culler, the president of the Ford Motor Company Fund, you're as excited as the rest of us, right, Mary?
We are. We can't wait to have them back in the city, and they're going to be beautiful. And as Tony said, the weather couldn't be more perfect. So we can't wait to get everyone from the community back down on the riverfront to watch this incredible show.
It is an incredible show, and it's back, and we're very excited about it, as is the CEO and chairman of the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade Foundation. Bob Riney, are you now the acting CEO and chairman of Henry Ford Health System?
Good morning, Paul W. I will take over as CEO on June 30th.
June 30th. And I've already done a little investigating. We cannot twist your arm to take that job full time, though you would be excellent at it. That isn't apparently what you want.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next chapter, but I am continuing to commit to staying for serving this great organization for as long as it is appropriate until we find the next, you know, permanent leader. And so I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I've got a lot to accomplish.
Well, and you've accomplished so much, and they're so lucky to have you there. So good for you. We congratulate you in advance to this move and to your future moves as well. Here we are, the 64th year, as the Ford fireworks return to downtown Detroit. And I'm thinking, Tony, about 10:06 or so, do you think, tonight?
Yeah, actually, it's moved a hair to 10:09:45, but at 10:06, it's all set to the fact.
Oh, am I glad you told me that? I could have missed everything.
At 10:06, the helicopters will go all the way along the Detroit River front, and we'll have the Star Spangled Banner, the Canadian anthem. And then we're off and running at 10:09:45 for the Ford fireworks.
Oh, my goodness. And he's not kidding with that precision, because we used to still be on the air as the fireworks going. And I've got in my headphones a countdown from Tony's people. And it really is. If he says it's 10:09:45, that's when it will be. And, boy, trying to coordinate that. I'm not going to miss that part of the broadcast, since we're doing all pre from 7 till 9, so I don't have to have that pressure to meet those times. But it is the big theme, Hey Detroit, the Sky Shines for You, featuring some great fireworks, bigger, brighter than ever before. And I don't know how you do it, but I got to say this. Mary Culler, President, Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Ford Fireworks, thank you so much for all of the things you do in our community that are so important to so many people, and oftentimes absolutely free for people to enjoy.
Well, we love to support our hometown, and this show is the best. And, of course, we're all anxiously awaiting Tony's playlist tonight to hear what songs he's chosen. So that's always a fun part of the show.
Well, it's a confidential list. And I know that he reaches out to people and asks for their suggestions on songs, and I can't reveal anything more than that.
I don't know. He didn't ask me. I have a couple of my favorite songs. I don't think I got a couple.
Oh,
call.
Mary, believe me, he must have called, and that call got missed. You get a lot of calls.
Exactly.
I'm sure that he wanted to know what you wanted, right, Tony?
Yeah, Bob, do I get clearance on this one? Am I good? I get clearance.
I'm sorry, Tony. I didn't get a call either. You're
Oh, my goodness gracious. I should not have brought this up.
I'm in big trouble. I've got Mary and Bob. What am I going to do here?
Oh, my. These are the bosses. let me think of something else to bring up. So we're all excited. Was there a period of time where you still considered not being able to do it live from downtown Detroit again?
There were some times very early in the year, to be honest with you, where, you know, things had to get cleared and so on. But I can tell you this, working with Mayor Duggan and Chief White and his amazing team at DPD has just been a pleasure. And I think that we also have to thank DTE. They came through with generators for tonight, for the new scanning systems, and just people coming together in this city like you have never seen. And it's led by Ford Motor Company. And it's just hard to even explain everything that goes into a night like tonight.
Well, without getting too deep into this, we did talk a little earlier. There are new and better each year security measures, and that's what you're talking about with the new scanning systems,
right.
Just so
right.
that people feel comfortable that there's as much being done as possible because of some of the crazy things that have happened over the years, and we want to make sure that everybody just has a great time. You can go to theparade.org for information, and all the proceeds benefit the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade Foundation from the rooftop party where we'll be broadcasting from. And you, if you don't come downtown, you can watch the Ford fireworks on WDIV Local 4's live broadcast beginning at 8. And as I mentioned, Newstalk 760 WJR and yours truly will host a live pre-fireworks special broadcast from 7 till 9 p.m. You can also go to hashtag Ford Fireworks for more information. And you can visit the FordFund.org. All kinds of good things. Mary Culler, couldn't do it without you. Thank you very much. Bob Riney, thank you for holding Tony Michaels to account for not calling you or Mary. There might be some last-minute ads to the music tonight.
Paul W.?
Yes, sir.
Real quickly, I want to tell you, though, based on your earlier conversation, I'm on the phone with the fireworks architects. And in honor of your 26th anniversary, we're going to have a firework in the shape of a beautiful snake.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, come on. You know, I've come to expect this from you, Robert. All right. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, take care. Bob Riney and Mary Culler and Tony Michaels. Big night tonight, all on WJR starting at 8 o'clock.